Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Wednesday. Hope everybody's staying safe out there. You know what, Rich? Why don't you do the honors of introducing our next guest?
Well, I've known him for, he and I worked at WTSL Hanover, my first radio job in 1979, so it's been a while. J.J. Chaffee, how are you, my friend?
I am great. I'm great. How are you, Rich?
Good. Of course, J.J. had the, I suppose at the time, the unenviable task of trying to follow Tony Adams, who, of course, as we heard, passed away a couple of days ago at the ripe old age of 95. I mean, first off, J.J., what was your reaction when you heard that news?
You know, I knew that Tony was in his 90s, and he hadn't been healthy recently, so I wasn't overly shocked, but, you know, it just hits you like a thunderbolt. I mean, he's a guy who was so instrumental in my life. I mean, this is a guy, you know, when I got the job at Channel 3, I wouldn't have gotten that job without the papal blessing from Tony. and he was really someone I just admired so much. I actually met him when I was at WTSL. We were doing Dartmouth College soccer and on the radio.
Oh, wow.
He was doing Dartmouth football, and we were on our way to New York City for a game against Columbia. He rode with the soccer team that day just because the bus was going at a better time. And I sat near him, and I'm going through all my stats. I'm trying to memorize numbers for the play-by-play next day. He said, "What are you doing?" I told him, "I'm trying to memorize numbers." He said, "No, just go over these a little bit now, put it away, go over them again in the morning, then take a look at them in the just before game time." He said, "That's much easier. Don't memorize like that." And it was a great hint. It was fabulous.
Well, J.J., as somebody who's been here for 3 years, I never got to see Tony Adams professionally, and I never even met him other than just seeing him in passing at Patrick Gym. For someone who doesn't know, how instrumental was he to the Vermont sports landscape and Northern New York as well?
Oh, incredible. I mean, I would call him Tony Legend, and he really was a legend. He was an icon. He was part of the big three on Channel 3 every night on WCAX, Mickey Gallagher and Stu Hall and Tony. I mean, Tony understood his celebrity status, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it was a celebrity status. You could go anywhere, and even 15 years after he was done at Channel 3, people still recognized him on the street. Mm. He was amazing, and he loved people. I mean, he was approachable. People would come up and talk to him. Great story. He was in Paris one time. He's walking across the street. Some guy says, "Hey, you're Tony Adams." Tony looks at him and says, "Look, I know our signal's good, but it's not this good."
JJ, what was it like taking over for a legend like him?
Hard in some ways, easy in others. The easy part was that Tony was so helpful. He never stepped in to really give me advice that I didn't need, but he said, "I'm always there for you. If you have a question, come and ask me." He didn't say you should do this or you should do that. He just said, "I'm here for you." And he was a wealth of knowledge. I mean, some of the things, I mean, his memory just goes way back. I was just thinking today, I was sitting at a basketball game at UVM, Tony Adams on one side and George Mitch Brave from Rutland on the other side. Those two started talking about old-time Vermont sports. It was like being in the middle of Wikipedia.
JJ, what did you learn from him? I mean, you came along and took over for him at a time when everything was starting to go online, or maybe you were a little earlier than that, but right around that time. So the whole way sports was delivered and certainly shot was very different at that point, wasn't it?
It was changing. There's no question about it. You know, I had to change on the fly and get it to a different style. I don't want to say a different level, a different style, but the one thing that was a constant through all of this that I learned from Tony is you have to be a journalist. You have to go out there. You have to dig for the stories. You have to make your contact. This guy had more sources. It was unbelievable. And, of course, he would never tell me who his sources were. You take that to the grave with you. But he would tell me ways to cultivate how I could get people to, talk with me. And that was so valuable to me coming in. That was the one thing I was worried about when I came to Channel 3. And I told Marcellus that. And he said, "Don't worry about it. You're going to be at Channel 3. You'll get your sources." And Tony was very helpful with that. And just made me realize how much the journalism aspect of this job, how important that was.
And, of course, I owe it to the listeners and myself, too, as you're a dear old friend of mine from centuries ago. But how are you doing? What's been going on since you left Burlington?
I've been playing a lot of golf.
Well, you're in the right place.
I actually worked out here. Everybody thought I retired, but I ended up working for a radio group out here selling advertising for about 6 years. And I retired 4 years ago from that. So since that time, a lot of golf. I live in a golf course. So I get to do a lot.
Right? Palm Springs.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in Palm Springs, California. It's just beautiful. And anybody who doesn't know where it is, it's about a couple hours east of L.A.
Wow. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. JJ, really appreciate your time. We certainly thank you. Certainly don't be a stranger. Rich always loves having you on. We like to talk to you, so let's do it again soon.
Hey, guys, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for letting me share some stories on Tony. Tony is just an incredible man. He's going to be dearly missed. And most importantly, he was a mentor, but more important than that, he was a friend.